This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addresses a UN session on infrastructure and connectivity in landlocked countries. Stresses need for enhanced infrastructure and transit systems to address challenges of landlocked countries. Landslide blocks Mid Hill Highway in Lamjung. Down a section of East-West Highway blocked again. And US President Trump sweeping new tariffs take effect against dozens of countries. India faces 50% tariff for buying Russian oil. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has addressed a high-level thematic roundtable on sustainable infrastructure, strengthening connectivity and a barrier-free transit system in landlocked countries today. The address took place on the final day of the 3rd United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, LLDCs, being held in Turkmenistan. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli highlighted the importance of improved infrastructure and seamless connectivity to overcome the challenges faced by landlocked countries. Earlier today, President of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, Jin Leken, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the meeting took place on the sidelines of the 3rd United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries, currently underway in Turkmenistan. Yesterday, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli held a meeting with Turkmen President Sardar Berdimuhamedow on the sidelines of the United Nations Conference on Landlocked Developing Countries. Talking to media persons after the meeting, the Prime Minister said they discussed bilateral interest, cooperation and ways to strengthen ties and invited the Turkmenistan's president to visit Nepal next year.
I invited His Excellency and we talked about bilateral ties between our two countries and our friendly ties after the establishment of diplomatic relations between our two countries are very excellent and getting stronger and wider, and we are landlocked countries, so we talked about to cooperate each other.
Prime Minister Oli also praised Turkmenistan's rapid development and assured Nepal's progress towards graduating to a developing country by 2026. Similarly, chairing a high-level roundtable on trade yesterday, Prime Minister Oli pointed to high transit costs, poor infrastructure, limited market access, and vulnerability to climate change as key barriers. Prime Minister Oli highlighted the complex trade and development challenges faced by landlocked nations. He underscores the importance of the Hours of Program of Action to help transform landlocked countries into land-linked countries through regional integration. Likewise, speaking at a ministerial meeting on South-South cooperation, the Prime Minister noted that geographical constraints remain a major obstacle for LLDCs rather, but should not limit ambition in today's interconnected world. Moreover, addressing a session on climate change and its impact on LLDCs yesterday, Prime Minister Oli called for stronger global partnerships and an integrated adaptation plan. The Prime Minister emphasized that though Nepal's emissions are negligible, it is suffering greatly from climate impacts like melting glaciers. A dry landslide has completely blocked the Mid Hill Highway at Bimire Bhanjang in Madhya Nepal Municipality 10 of Lamjung since this morning. According to police, the continuous movement of debris has made it difficult to begin clearance work. As a result of the blockage, vehicles travelling between Pokhara and Besisar have been diverted to alternate routes. Police Inspector Yom Narayan Aurel of the Area Police Office in Burlitar said the landslide cannot be cleared immediately due to ongoing soil movement. Likewise, the Downey Road section along the East-West Highway has been blocked again. According to Police Inspector Rajan Tibulsena of the Area Police, Dumkivas vehicles are unable to climb the Downey Slope due to the slopery road surface. The Narangarh-Butwal Road project stated that traffic disruptions continue in the Downey section and efforts are underway to reopen the road through ongoing repair work. Minister for Law, Justice and Federal Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, has assured that no bill harming the social fabric will be introduced in Parliament. Responding to concerns in the House of Representatives yesterday, the Law Minister said amendments related to legal marriage age, polygamy, advanced bail and presidential pardon will be finalized based on experts' recommendations. Construction of the main dam for the 140-megawatt Tanauer hydropower project is progressing, with 73,000 cubic meters of concrete already completed. Located in Rissing Rural Municipality 1, the dam will require around 900,000 cubic meters of concrete in total. According to Project Chief Samji Bhandari, concrete work began under Package 1 after diverting the Sethi River at Bass Municipality 5 and Rissing 1. He said concrete blocks have been raised up to 10 meters above the foundation and that special attention is being given to temperature control due to the sensitivity of large-scale concrete work. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. US President Donald Trump's sweeping new tariffs on imports from more than 90 countries have officially come into effect. According to the BBC, just before the deadline for negotiations, Trump posted on Truth Social claiming that billions of dollars were now flowing into the US due to the tariffs. India has been hit with a 50% tariff set to take effect on the 27th of August unless it holds its purchases of Russian oil. Trump has also threatened a 100% tariff on foreign-made computer chips in a move to push technology firms to shift productions rather to the US. The announcement follows Apple's decision to invest $100 billion in the US after facing pressure from the White House to increase domestic manufacturing. Last week, the Trump administration issued a revised list of import duties and gave trading partners until the 7th of August to reach new agreements. Countries have since been scrambling to strike deals to reduce or avoid what Trump refers to as reciprocal tariffs. The White House has said that U.S. President Donald Trump is open to meet both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Speaking on Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed that Russian officials had expressed interest in a meeting with Trump. While no time or location has been confirmed, the Associated Press quoted an unnamed official suggesting the meeting could take place within a week. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi and Lumini provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Kosi and Lumini provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will address his UN session on infrastructure and connectivity in landlocked countries. Stresses need for enhanced infrastructure and transit systems to address challenges of landlocked countries. Landslide blocks Mid-Hill Highway in Lamjung. Downey section of East-West Highway blocked again. And U.S. President Trump's sweeping new tariffs take effect against dozens of countries. India faces 50% tariff for buying Russian oil. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.